Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over the Lamotte ColorQ 2X Pro 7 Digital Water Tester. And this is an upgrade over their older version of the ColorQ. It's the Pro 7, and the 2X signifies the new model. So I'll go over the different aspects of this digital tester for you, and why I think it'd be a great choice for either the homeowner or the pool professional to pick up this kit. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partner since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. So the new ColorQ 2X is a photometer, or photometer, however you want to pronounce that word. And basically what this means is that it'll give you an exact readout of the reagent, because when you put the reagent tube inside the actual color, the ColorQ 2X body or chamber, there's going to be a device inside there that reads the light rays or the color of the reagent. And depending on if the reagent color that it reads is light or darker, the photometer will give you a digital readout. So for instance, if you put the DBT reagent in there for the free chlorine, and you can see that it's coming out really dark, meaning that there's a lot of chlorine in there. When you put it inside the chamber, it's going to give you an actual readout, so you're going to know that it's 5 parts per million, 6 parts per million, or 6.2 parts per million, something like that, rather than you holding it up to the light and kind of using your eye to kind of match it to a color. This will give you an exact readout of the actual chlorine level in your pool. One of the best upgrades, I think, that they did with this particular digital tester is that now it's Bluetooth enabled. And so if you have a phone or a tablet and you have their app, which is called the WaterLink Solutions Home, a WaterLink Solutions app, depending on if you're using it as a pool pro or as a homeowner. The really cool thing is that the app connects very seamlessly with the ColorQ 2X unit. And so as you're doing the testing, it goes over to the app, and it's being recorded on the app. And then you can easily email it to yourself or to a client, and you'll have the readout on your computer with recommendations from the app. Now, I don't know how much you want to trust the recommendations. I like to keep my alkalinity higher in my pool, but they recommend, when I did my testing, it came out at 125, to add the alkalinity reducer, which is a dry acid, to the pool to bring it down. But I prefer to keep mine a little higher so that the pH in my pool has more of a buffer. But you can definitely rely on recommendations to give you an idea what you need to do. Either you have to raise your pH or lower it down, depending on what they say, and also the other recommendations for the other reading. So I really like that aspect of it, and it's to whoever wants to use the recommendations that they're actually there inside the app. I really like the fact that you get the readout sent to you or to a client over the internet using the app connected to the 2X unit. So for me, that's a huge improvement, because the Spin Touch was able to do that, but that Spin Touch is, you know, a $900 tester. So for something that's in a consumer range of $200, it's really a great upgrade to have that Bluetooth capacity to send the results over to you or a client. So for me, that's one really good upgrade with the 2X model over the standard ColorQ Pro 7. The actual 2X unit is waterproof, smaller than the previous version. So the actual unit is a little bit smaller. The screen is actually more robust, and it's super fast. When you put the reagent in the tube, inside the chamber and hit the read button, it goes to there within like 2 or 3 seconds, you're going to get your reading. So even for the cyanuric acid, which normally would take a long time with a lot of the photometers, this is so quick that you get that digital readout very rapidly. So another bonus is how quickly it reads the reagents. Now, to do all of the test factors, and I did this with the video I filmed in real time, it took about 5 minutes and 30 seconds because 3 of the reagents that come inside the 2086 kit, and I'll give you the rundown on the different kit numbers also, 3 of those are tablet forms. So you have to break the tablets up. So the alkalinity, the calcium hardness, and the cyanuric acid are in tablet form, so they take a little longer. But if you were just doing your free chlorine, your combined chlorine or bromine, and pH, you can probably go through those tests in less than 2 minutes pretty easily. It's the tablets that take longer to break up and dissolve to get the accurate reading. Now, one reason why Lamont went with tablets is pretty obvious. The cyanuric acid was always a tablet form, but the calcium hardness reagent would expire very rapidly in the previous Color Q Pro 7 kit because it's a liquid form, and the calcium hardness reagents don't last very long, and you don't really do calcium hardness very often, maybe once every month or once every quarter, every 3 months, and so these reagents would just expire on the users and they have to buy new ones. So the tablets actually last 2 or 3 years very easily depending on the date on them. I think mine expired in 2023. It was 2020 right now, so the tablets definitely last a lot longer, and you don't really do these 3 readings as often. So you may do alkalinity once a month, you may do the calcium hardness every 3 months, and you may do the cyanuric acid at the beginning of the season or when you have a new pool or things like that, but you're not going to be doing all of the test factors every time. And so they made the 3 reagents that aren't used as often tablet forms, which I really like. And I think another reason why Lamont made the alkalinity a tablet is because I think that was the Achilles heel of the Color Q Pro 7, was the alkalinity reagent just didn't hold up as far as time-wise to the other reagents. Again, you don't use the alkalinity reagent as much because you're not going to be doing your total alkalinity every week on a usual basis. And so that reagent didn't hold up as well as the phenol red or as the DPD 1 or 2 reagent. And so they went to tablet form to eliminate the negative reviews, I guess, in some respect, that the alkalinity was inaccurate. So now the alkalinity is a tablet, and I must tell you that this kit is spot on. I did the readings next to the spin touch. I also did the water sample over and over again in the kit, and it got the same results. So I know that the kit is very accurate, and you just have to break up the tablets correctly to get a good, accurate reading. So for me, I think they improved the accuracy of the kit. I think they added something inside the chamber to read the colors a lot cleaner. So it's got definitely a dual optic design, so it's got a more accurate photometer inside there. Plus the tubes are a little bit buffer and larger, so it's easier to actually put the reagents in there and also to put the water sample in there. I also like the fact that they have color-coded caps for the kits so that when you're doing the free chlorine reading, you're not going to cross-contaminate the pH reading by using the same cap. So it's a great way to prevent cross-contamination of the reagents and keep everything as accurate as possible. So there are actually 4 kits available, like I mentioned. The most common one that you're going to see is the 2086, which is the kit with the 4 reagents and the 3 tablets. So you have the reagents for your free chlorine, your total or combined chlorine, and the pH or bromine with the other reagents. And then you have the alkalinity, calcium hardness, and cyanuric acid in tablet form. And then there's the Color Q 2X Test Tabs Pro 7. 2087 is the kit number, and this is all tablets. So all the reagents are in tablet form in this kit. And then you can kind of buy a mini kit with the Color Q. One is called the Color Q 2X Pool 4 Kit. And this comes with the pH, phenol red, and then the 3 reagents to test for your free chlorine, your total chlorine or combined chlorine, and bromine. And then if you wanted to buy the alkalinity, cyanuric acid, and calcium hardness, you can buy that separately. You can buy those tablets separately. So this one ships with just the four reagents for the pH and the chlorine test. And that's the 2085. So I don't know if it's going to be readily available for those kits. They also have the Pro 4 kit, which is the, It's the Color Q2X Test Tabs Pro 4 kit. And this has the reagents in the tablet form. So you can get either or. So I guess for the homeowner that only wants to do the chlorine and pH, that would be a great kit for them. But I think you might as well just get the full Color Q 2X Pro 7 2086 kit or 2087 kit. And that way you have the tablets to do all the readings available. I think the tablets are a great idea because now you have a 2 or 3 year shelf life on the test factors you don't do all the time, which is the alkalinity, calcium hardness, and cyanuric acid. And the reagent kits that you're going to use more often, or the tests you're going to do more often, you're going to use up the reagents and get the refills for that. And you won't have to get the refills on the tablets as much. So to me, it's a smart idea to kind of go with a mix of reagents and tablets. Even though the tablets take longer to break up, it's pretty obvious why they went with that, just to give this kit a longer shelf life as far as the other test factors. And it's still a very simple photometer to use. You use 5 drops of each reagent or 1 tablet per test for the other test. There's 100 tablets of the alkalinity, 100 tablets of the calcium hardness, and 100 tablets of the cyanuric acid level included in the kit. And the reagents are supposed to last for 144 tests. So if you're using this kit out there as a pool pro, you probably wouldn't be using it every week to test all of your pools. You'd be going through a lot of reagents. I would say this is a great test kit to use on commercial accounts because you can actually send the report to yourself or to the management company or keep a record on your email for the health department so they have a log of your readings, or to do this once a month at all your service accounts to kind of get a spot-on reading of all the test factors, and then maybe use a reagent test kit or test strips in between using this kit, because I think getting accurate readings is really crucial on your pool route. Also for the homeowner, I don't think you would have a problem using this kit every week. The reagents should last you the whole season. But as a pool professional, getting spot-on readings at least once a month on all your accounts, and of course for your commercial pools, getting spot-on readings every time you go there is crucial for your logging in of the records. And I think it's also a good way to keep your pools balanced, knowing exactly what your exact test factors are in the pool. And using a photometer like the Color Q2X Pro 7 is a great way to get these readings, and I can verify the accuracy of it. And again, they did beef up the photometer inside the tester so that you can actually get a very accurate reading. And again, I compared it to the SpinTouch, which is a $900 or $1,000 tester, and the results matched up really well. You can watch that video, the review video, and see the results between the SpinTouch and the Color Q2X and see how closely those readings matched up together. And let me run down the ranges of each test. So the free chlorine uses the DPD, the same as the Taylor 2006 kit, and the range is 0 to 10 parts per million. The total chlorine to get your combined chlorine is also 0 to 10 parts per million. The bromine is 0 to 22 parts per million. The pH is 6.5 to 8.5. Toroalkalinity is 0 to 250 parts per million. Calcium hardness is 0 to 500 parts per million. And the cyanuric acid is 0 to 125 parts per million. So this would be a solid kit to get, again, to use for commercial accounts, for getting your monthly readings at your route, and of course for the homeowner who's looking for a test kit where you don't have to actually read the reagents, to get a digital printout also sent to you in the email using their free WaterLink Solutions home app and the WaterLink Solutions app. They're both free to use. If you wanted more advanced features of the WaterLink Solutions app, you would have to get a paid account. But for the WaterLink Solutions home app, you can save 3 different bodies of water. So if you have a pool, maybe a hot tub, or if you have maybe a relative's pool, maybe your parents' pool that you take care of, you can actually save 3 different pool parameters or 3 different pools in the app, and you can send emails based on the three different bodies of water in the free WaterLink Solutions home app. And again, the Bluetooth connection is seamless. I've tried it many times on different devices, and you just click on it on the app and it connects directly to the 2X unit really rapidly. So I like the fact that the app actually works. There's many companies that make an app to go with their devices and they don't work. So I can say that Lamont hit a home run here, because not only does the 2X unit work really well and is very accurate, but the app associated with it works seamlessly with the unit. And I really like it. Again, the chemistry recommendations, kind of use those as you see fit. I kind of like to keep my parameters at a certain level, but the fact that they give you the recommendations is really a really cool feature, and I really like that part of the app. A lot of people are looking for recommendations of how to balance their pool, and if you use the WaterLink Solutions app home or the WaterLink Solutions app, it'll give you those recommendations, which is really a nice feature. And you can definitely go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and read more about the Color Q2X Pro 7. I have it on my website under pool test kits, and there's also a link to order it. And if you do pool service for a living and you're looking for more one-on-one help with your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits there. And again, you can learn more about that by going to the dedicated website for the coaching program, poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.